Eagles has six chapters in Michigan, and we try to cover all the counties throughout the state this week and stop at any veterans memorial along the way. And what we're doing is raising funds for the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. Our organization is the largest contributor to the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund, and we've contributed, I think, with depending on how much we collect this year, it'll be almost $100,000, or this year might put us over to the $100,000 mark that we've been doing since we started, I believe, 7 to 8 years ago.
And you use the money to help out veterans and their families, right?
Right. The Michigan Veterans Trust Fund is some money that the state has for veterans that has emergent need. And any veteran that served in a wartime, and that's one of the stipulations with it, served during Vietnam, World War II, Korea, and they're trying to include the Cold War, but that hasn't happened yet. And they can tap into this fund for emergent need.
Now, with the ride around Michigan, you guys kind of make a point out of going everywhere and as best as you can where you have an opportunity to ride through, but it all culminates where, and what do you do then?
Okay, we'll be starting this Wednesday up at the Sioux, heading, well, of course, we'll be coming through Marquette on Wednesday around noon, 1 o'clock. We spend the first night in Calumet, second night in Manistee, and then we head down to Houghton Lake, where on Saturday it turns into our Freedom Ride. We ride into Mount Pleasant and to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial that's in Mount Pleasant and have ceremonies there.
How long have you been doing this with the group?
I think about 5 years or so. I've made the whole thing, and at other times I've made only part of it.
Yeah. How is it? I mean, you've probably had a chance to meet. I mean, I know you guys stop at the Jacob Eddy Veterans Home, and they ride along with the bus when you guys cross over into Marquette County and whatnot. But when you're one-on-one with the veterans like that and talking to them, tell me a little bit about what that's like for you.
Well, just I like helping veterans, and I'm a veteran myself. And, you know, it's veterans taking care of veterans. Also, besides the Forgotten Eagles, I'm with the VVA, which is the Vietnam Veterans of America. I was in the Marquette chapter years ago. I'm in Sheboygan now, but one of our mottos is never again will one generation of veterans forget another generation. And we try to help veterans of all wars.
It's interesting when we've talked to you guys over the years with this ride in particular. I mean, it really builds as you make your way across the state. But, you know, you always make it clear that if folks want to ride along, they can at the county line or whatnot. And you're always happy to take some contributions and whatnot if people are out there that want to do it, I'm sure, right?
Oh, we'd love to get more contributions. That's why we stop at the different places. We'll be stopping in Newberry, Munising. We stop at, well, of course, we'll be meeting the Jacob Eddy bus at the county line and riding up to the VVA 380's chapter up there near Nagani.
That is a lunch stop usually for you guys there, isn't it? So if people want to catch up with you, at least that would be one spot here in the Marquette area where definitely you guys will be.
That's correct. It'll be around noon, 1 o'clock, I believe closer to 1 o'clock, but that's one place you can meet up with us. You can come leave a donation.
You guys are taking off from the Sioux. You're cutting across the UP, but then back down. And tell me with what it culminates again with.
Okay, everybody meets up at Houghton Lake. It's an oil riders campground just south of Houghton Lake. And on Saturday, it turns into our Freedom Ride. We're around 10 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes we have up to 300 bikes will make its way into Mount Pleasant for POWMI remembrance ceremonies and just dedication ceremonies at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Mount Pleasant. We're helping veterans, but you don't have to be a veteran to be a Forgotten Eagle. We're a veteran service organization, more so than a motorcycle organization, and our main goal is to keep the POWMIA issues alive and to help veterans of all wars.